Porch Light Family Media,
your source for family-centered content.
PorchLightFamilyMedia.com.
And now, Audio Theater Central.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker. Most folks around here call me Whit.
My name is Finian Jones, and you are...
Hello, I'm Dave Arnold, your host for Focus on the Family Radio Theater.
Hello, welcome to Audio Theater Central, the show that's all about family-friendly audio drama. I'm JD.
And I'm Roy.
And I am Andrew.
This is episode 72. We are so glad that you have taken the time to download and listen to this episode. Thank you for being with us. We've got a lot coming at you in this episode. And I feel like I say that every episode, but I think it's probably true every episode.
That's right.
We've got a review of Adventures in Odyssey album 59. Austin Peachy has created a fun little Odyssey-themed skit that we're going to play. And we got some news coming up a little bit later. And we have the trailer for the brand new G.A. Hinty audio drama.
Woohoo!
Whoa. I'm so excited about. We've got lots of feedback from you. And...
Whoa!
Roy has a newscast.
Oh, okay, yeah. Lamplighter Theater's Frozen Fire has been released. Producer John Fortinoff called this production the most emotion-packed Lamplighter Theater we've ever done. It is available in both MP3 and compact disc formats. Classic Jungle Jam albums have been released on digital outlets. These are the stories that were the precursor to the radio series, including King of the Jungle and All God's Creatures Are Special. The OAC has introduced new pricing options for both current club members and new signups. There are now lower monthly prices as well as a special rate for those who wish to pay annually. That's it for the news this time. I'm Roy, reporting for Audio Theater Central. I cannot wait to hear Lamplighter's news story.
I know. It's been 2 years.
Yeah. It's very emotional. I mean, oh, no. It's going to be emotion-packed. Isn't every one of their Lamplighter theaters emotion-packed? But
pretty
this
much.
Is the most emotional packed
oh,
story.
Oh, great.
Man, we're all just going to be bawling all over the floor.
Yeah, and if you buy the CD version, it comes with a box of Kleenex.
Ah.
Oh, nice. That's a good touch.
I see.
Hey, a couple announcements before we jump into the review. We finally got some of the details worked out on the AIO trivia segment that we're going to be doing in the show. So in 2016, we will be having an AIO trivia segment in Audio Theater Central.
Nice.
It's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
So more details will be coming on that soon. And one last announcement is that we will actually be moving our release date to the first Monday of the month rather than the last. And if you're wondering why, here's the reason. It seems like most holidays, in at least in the U.S., always come towards the end of the month. And the timing of the release always happened after the holidays already gone by. So I thought, let's move it to the first Monday of the month so that when it releases, we have time to address things that are upcoming in that month.
Nice.
That's a great idea.
Not really going to change much, but... just so you know, if you're sitting there waiting by your iPhone or Android phone or the computer waiting for it to release on the last Monday, well, wrong date.
You're going to keep waiting.
Yeah.
You're going to wait a whole month.
About a week.
Oh, yeah. Whole week.
But other than that, let's jump into some really good content. Let's listen to the new trailer from the new G.A. Hinty audio drama called The Dragon and the Raven.
Yes, let's.
The Norsemen came from over the wilderness.
The fear is spreading like a shadow.
Wolves seeking fame and gold.
The Danes are now pouring over our borders, laying everyone and everything to waste in their path.
To challenge the Danes.
Edmund, our world could be coming to an end.
Only one king stands against them. Alfred, the young king of Wessex.
He stood amidst the throne.
Father in heaven, we look to you to raise up your standard.
Discover the power of faithfulness and covenant. Discover The Dragon and the Raven. The exciting audio adventure from Heirloom Audio, featuring John Rhys-Davies from The Lord of the Rings, Helen George from Call the Midwife, and Brian Deacon, star of the Jesus film. Go to thedragonandtheraven.com.
So it sounds like it's going to be amazing, as they all are.
Yes.
Yes, can't wait. Can't wait. It's going to be incredible. And it looks like from their page there that they have sent it off to the duplicators.
Nice.
So, woohoo! Should be coming fairly soon, I think.
Yes. And that vocalist there is Stuart Pindred, who was in Freedom's Cause.
Oh, okay. Is that, you mean the guy who was singing?
Yes.
Ah, yes.
He is actually a classically trained vocalist as well as an actor. So.
Wow.
Very cool.
But in any case, I'm really looking forward to this one. I mean, I feel like we say this a lot, but man, their quality and their output is just amazing. And
their style is really good.
That's true. And I guess it probably just all comes back to the source material as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I've never read a G.A. Hinty book.
Still. Yeah, me neither. So, which I guess that's kind of what they're trying to get us to do. It's not working.
So it must just mean that they're just high quality stories. And then they have an amazing team who's able to turn those great stories into great audio drama.
Right, yeah. Right.
What do you say we review Adventures in Odyssey, Taking the Plunge?
Sure. Let's take the plunge.
I was going to say, should we plunge into it instead of dive into it this time?
With the proverbial plunger. Oh.
Whoa.
Because that's what I think about this. It's just going to get plunged down the toilet. I'm teasing. I'm teasing, dear listener.
Only kind of.
Yeah.
He's kind of teasing.
Well, let's jump into this. Episode number 777.
Whoa.
First things first.
Nice.
Written by Paul McCusker. So the main thing that stood out to me in this episode is Mrs. Kramer. Just the character. Yeah. She adds so much color to the stories.
Totally.
The interaction between Mrs. Kramer and Wooten, really funny.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Another set of foils. Aha. That's exactly what they are.
Well, the Adventures in Odyssey podcast actually played some like studio clips of them. Did you hear those?
Yes, I did hear those.
It was really good.
Yeah. Which ones?
Of Wooten and Mrs. Kramer talking back and forth.
Oh, yes. Had,
her name escapes me, the actress, on the podcast.
Mitzi
McCall.
McCall, yeah. Whoa. Okay, I had it right.
Yeah. It's really funny.
Yeah. I guess overall, I have to say, as you probably heard in our interview with our listeners a couple episodes ago, I'm not a huge Penny fan. So this whole album was not my favorite.
Well, it was very Penny-centric, so yeah. I had a feeling that that's where your opinion would come from. He liked every episode that had nothing to do with Penny.
Opinion, yes.
Opinion.
Thank you. I was trying to find the right word. JD has an opinion.
Yes. And even though these are individually titled episodes, it's not like part one, part two, part three. This is really just one long story arc again. And
it's like a continuation of the
last album.
Last album, yeah, for sure.
Which was a continuation of the one before. And
was
it's
it?
Like, well, pretty much. I mean, there were a few episodes that were one episode storylines, but I just have to say that I really want them to get back to those albums where you have one-off episodes with just the story gets introduced within the first few seconds and it's all tied up by the end. I just want some more of those slice of life episodes that you can just listen to, you know, whenever you have 30 minutes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just tired of this long drawn out thing. It seems like it's just like, there's no resolution to anything. It just keeps going and keeps going and keeps going.
Yeah. Well, when you go to listen to Adventures in Odyssey, if you do nowadays, but I'm just saying, in your time, whenever you feel like Adventures in Odyssey, which ones do you go to? You go to the ones that are only 30 minutes long.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm going to listen to The Ties That Bind tonight.
Part four.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm going to listen to all the Green Ring Conspiracy while I go to bed.
We do that sometimes.
And you're going to stay up till 4 o'clock.
No, we don't. We fall asleep because we've heard it 95 times.
Yeah, so
and you wake up to a train crash. That's your alarm.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'll wake up when the train crashes.
So I guess this is more of my thoughts on the album as a whole rather than episode 777, but I just kind of wish they would get back to that. And I'm hoping that this next album, it looks like from the summaries that we've seen so far and the album or the episode titles, looks like that's going to be the case. I know that the first episode is going to pick up where this one left off with Wooden meeting Penny's family.
Right. Because we have to now think of them almost as one album.
Right.
Because there's only six episodes.
Good point. So. Yeah, that's probably, yep.
I mean, you know, kind of.
Sure.
Right.
So overall on this episode, I'd give it a thumbs up just because of the fact that I love the interaction with
Wooten and Mrs. Kramer.
Wooten, Mrs. Kramer, yeah. And the whole line with, and it's cool we learned something about David Parker.
Oh, yeah. His job.
Yeah.
That's right.
Have we ever heard that he's an architect before?
No, never.
Not at all.
And I'm David Parker starting to grow on me, actually. I remember a few episodes back I said I kind of didn't like him. But he's starting to grow on me a little bit.
I like him quite a bit. I think he's good. Kind of reminds me of Mr. Barkley as the episodes go on and on, you know?
Yeah.
More and more. So I thought that the episode was fine. I actually liked it. The back and forth at the beginning was kind of cool with describing what happened after the proposal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was really
cool. It was a really neat way to do it. Yeah.
Where it jumps from Wooten talking to Wit and Penny talking to Connie, like,
yes,
and they were using each other's words at times. So it's really cool.
They have a name for that. I just can't remember what it's called.
Jumping back and forth between two scenes.
Yeah. Oh, they have like some technical name for it. I can't remember what it's called.
I don't know what it is.
The way they do scenes like that, but it slips my mind.
Yeah.
I think it's called jumping back and forth between
two. Yeah, I think so. That's funny.
But it was a good episode.
Yes. Yeah. And of course, you know, and this is where we start to diverge in our opinions, because to me, it makes perfect sense that Penny would freak out and not just accept Wooten's proposal, even though everybody knows that, you know, it's really obvious that they should get married, right? Well, she's not going to accept it right away, of course. She's trying to figure out what it means to be married, like I read in the summary of this episode. So
right.
That's not spoiling anything.
And they do a good job of working through throughout the album. That theme is always there. And I guess they handled it in a pretty good way. But overall, it just seemed like, I don't know. You know what? Never mind. You're right, Andrew. It does fit with her character to do that.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Both of you just turn against me like this. I see how it is.
Well, you just have to look at it from the perspective of the character.
You do. I understand. But look, you don't have to do this, okay?
You don't have to
get married. Just get married.
You don't have to do this with every proposal, right?
Yes. Like, if I
there
heard
are some
this,
people.
The first episode I heard. Let me talk, Andrew. The first episode, this one, 777, I was like, no. They are not doing this again.
And by that, what do
we
you
went
mean?
Through?
Yeah, and by again, this, what do you mean?
Eugene and Katrina went on for years.
Up and Balderdash. Down, up and
down. Yes.
Balderdash.
Oh, so you were afraid that this was going to string out forever and ever?
Well, that's what it feels like. It's like, come on. And then I was like, you know what? I'll probably change my mind at the end of the all this is said and done. I'll change my mind. No. Okay. So, and then Andrew and JD, you know, with the whole, I understand and listening to more things and whatnot. Yeah, I understand. Okay. It's Penny's character. I understand. She has to work it out. Okay.
Maybe, she panics about it. Like
maybe
everything.
There's some Pennies out there in the world that need to do this. Okay. I understand. All right, I'll get off my high horse.
And then the second part of that actually is that it's kind of a carryover from the theme of the last episode, which is what it means to be a family. So it kind of fits in that way too.
Yeah,
it all like what it means to be married, exploring kind of.
Yeah, that's good. That's good stuff to talk about. What it means, you know.
Although I have
and
to say,
family and.
We're both married, and I don't know that all three of us are married. What am I saying?
I was going to say.
Roy and I are the ones that are arguing, so that's why I'm thinking of both of us. All three of us are married, and I don't know that I've ever thought of our differences as in like couched in the terms of like conflict resolution and all this stuff. That was the part of it that I was like, oh, brother. You just work it out, okay? It's not like it's not that hard, okay?
Come on, there's compromise. You know, you're taking two different people. Okay, I'm not going there. All right. All right.
But here's
but I thought there was some good stuff. Yeah. Go ahead, JD.
Well, I mean, the majority of the Odyssey audience is not married.
Exactly. Right, right, yeah, my right, wife right, was saying, what is this? Like, what 3-year-old to 12-year-old
what 8 to 12
is going to be understanding this?
That's actually not a bad point.
I mean, obviously, yeah. Odyssey has a huge following, and right? And all of us, you know. But if you want to put it in, like, their age range, I mean, it appeals to us. I mean, we understand it and, like, what it means to fans. But maybe they're just trying to get the discussion. You know, maybe some 7-year-old is going to be like, well, what are they talking about? And so then the parents come in, you know.
Yeah, that could be.
That's probably what it's all.
And you take that back to what they did with Eugene and Katrina. I mean, that was a very adult storyline.
True.
In the fact that, like, oh, they're trying to figure out what to do, when, you know, and you could even say that Wooten and the whole Wooten and what's-her-face thing with the pool boys.
Victoria.
Oh, Victoria. That was just a retread of Eugene and Katrina, too. Because he said, sorry, you're not a Christian, so goodbye, right? That's what Katrina said to Eugene.
Well, that could all just be a remake of Connie and Jeff.
First love. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like, I don't know. It's using the new characters to tell, like, I guess the same stories, right? In a way, but with adding their unique spin.
Yeah, yeah. Let me just say it like this. All right. I know some younger people, some 10 and 11-year-olds, that when they heard this, you know, they're still like listening to all of the backlog of Adventure Time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, this is dumb. This is what they did with Eugene and Katrina. I'm like, thank you. Out of the mouth of babes.
That's so funny. Because I didn't think that once.
I didn't either.
I don't even understand where that comes from. Like, I didn't think that at all.
The concept, man. It's the concept. It's the whole big picture of it all. Like, the back and forth is like, no, just say yes and have a wedding and go on your honeymoon. And
yeah, but I don't remember. I mean, it's a lot different because Katrina never said, well, let me think about it for 5 weeks or you know, however long this period is. I don't know. It's not 100%
it's not real
clear.
Defined. It just feels – it doesn't feel like very long though, right? Because we're talking about we have a lot of work to do before the Let's Get Together Festival. Well, and then the story wraps up at the Let's Get Together Festival. I'm thinking that this takes place over like a week.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't seem like
a couple –
and maybe that's one reason that I didn't think of Eugene and Katrina because their whole thing was resolved over a span of years and episodes over episodes. And like
– well, and their whole relationship
all kinds of stuff
too.
Happening over and over. Like, oh my goodness. It was just this big, long, drawn-out thing that took forever and it was driving us crazy and all this stuff. And this one is just like a week. And Penny's just trying to work through some things that she's like, you know, and the whole premarital counseling thing and all that stuff. He's all good to do and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So I don't have a problem with any of that. We don't want to tackle this as one big album, I guess. So I won't say that yet.
You kind of can, and you
almost have to.
Yeah.
Because the first things first ties into a big commitment and dinner role models and Out of the Woods and Let's Get Together. It all ties together. There's two storylines going on here, and there's the one with Penny and Wooten, and then there's the one with
Buck,
which we can move on to 778 because that's where that one starts.
Well, one last thing about this. I don't recall the whole thing with Eugene and Katrina bothering me. I was really invested in those characters, and I enjoyed what was going on. Well, you know,
I didn't enjoy.
Enjoy
it.
May not be the right term, but you know, I liked those episodes, but maybe this is just a bit of nostalgia. It's like we were there through all of that stuff, and now a similar type of situation is arising. So I don't know. Yeah, let's move on.
Yeah. Sure.
778, Playing the Predictable. Also written by Paul McCusker. Why don't we just say they're all written by Paul McCusker?
Yeah, exactly. And all directed by Paul McCusker as well.
And now this is where I get interested in the album.
Yeah. This is a really good story.
Mystery and something's going on. And what is Buck doing? And going on with the whole Vance's gain? And I have to say, I really like Dion. He is a cool dude.
Funny character.
Yeah, I like how he's just like, I don't know how to do it, but it's really cool. I like it. Odyssey doesn't have like unique characters like with their voices where it's kind of just, it's different, you know? And I think Dion had one of those voices. It's really cool.
And And this episode actually introduced two new characters. There was Dion, of course, who Roy just mentioned. And then there's also Landon Davidson, the detective of computer forensics for Odyssey.
That's right.
And he is the entire computer forensics department, as we learned. And he enlists Eugene for some help with some problems they're having at the Odyssey Bank.
And what does he call it? He said he can't. He Pullhouse sent me to get
deputy. Yeah, deputy.
Deputy Meltzner, and he's like, deputy. Me?
Yeah. Exactly.
Because he ate donuts that one time with, so he became a deputy.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It was a very official.
That's awesome.
A cup of coffee and a donut.
I will just say this was my favorite episode of the album.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even really think of it in terms of episodes, to be honest with you, on this one.
Yeah.
This was another one where, like we talked about at the beginning, that it was like a whole long thing. And this was kind of a departure from the Wooten Penny thing. And maybe that's why it's your favorite, because Wooten and Penny aren't involved at all in this story.
Yeah.
They don't even show up, I don't think. And we also learned that Buck is trying to make friends with Dion, who is the new, like, pseudo leader of Vance's gang.
Yeah.
So what's going on with that? It was pretty much the question in my head the whole time. Overall, this one, very good. I mean, again, we're going to be talking about these across each other because they're all tied together.
Yeah. So 779, a big commitment. It kind of continues with that same storyline, the Odyssey Bank issue and Eugene investigating that. So I liked that. And then, of course, we have this kind of callback to Connie's, you know, all her insecurities when she was a teenager. She's all feeling like she's going to get left behind again and stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
Which is another thing that I can't stand about what's going on with Odyssey. Okay, people? Like, seriously, it is time to get Connie married. All right. Okay, it's time. It's been time since Mitch, and it's still time, and time is running out. Stop the madness. Come on. I'm sick of hearing Connie get all down in the mouth because she doesn't have anyone. Just fix it already. My goodness. This is probably what drives me nuts more than anything else right now.
If we get fired up about anything, we get fired up about Adventures in Odyssey.
That's right. It drives me crazy. Because at this point, it feels like we're just retreading this over and over and over and over again. Like, we had the Mitch thing, and then he left, and then there was some other story in between that brought it up. And then there was the story where Mitch came back that brought it up. And that just drove us nuts too, because then he got married and moved off to wherever he was going. And like, and then now here we are again. Welcome back.
Well, Jeff's in the picture again though.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Yeah, but it's not going anywhere. Like there's not even a hint. It's driving me crazy.
They're waiting until Connie can learn how to fly a plane. She's got to get her pilot's license. Yeah. So she can help Jeff fly to Cucamonga or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Cucamonga. All aboard. I don't know. It's just that particular point of where Odyssey is right now is driving me nuts. So much more so than Penny and Wooten.
Well, I never thought that Wooten would be the one to get married before Connie did.
Right.
I mean, it just... And then that whole thing when Jason returned a couple albums ago and she was all like
the whole flirt goo thing about that.
Yeah. Yes, that's another thing that brought it up to me. I was like, okay, this is getting ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, episode 780, Dinner Roll Models.
This is kind of a slice of life combined with the story arc a little bit.
It's got the convergence of all of those things. You got the line with the Buck.
Yeah,
and then you have Penny and Wooten in their counseling session, and then you got the Parker family right in the middle of all of it.
Yep. Oh, we should say in episode 779, we also find out who has been messing about with the funds at the Odyssey Bank.
True.
So that part is not completely wrapped up.
Sure.
But the mystery of the bank is at least solved in this one.
Yes. Which I thought was pretty interesting how they did that. That was cool.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was really good. And so back to 780. Sorry.
Forward to 780.
Back. Because we were there and then we left it and we're coming back.
I do like the Parker family. At first, I didn't really care for them that much. But when they first introduced them back in, what was it, album 50 mm-hmm. or 51, I mean. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I like them a lot now. And this was a really good episode with them. And I liked the ending of the episode, how the siblings all get in there and they start working together in the kitchen mm-hmm. and everything. That was cool.
Yeah, it was good for sure.
I like Camilla. I like Matthew. And I'll stop there.
I like Olivia. I think she's fine.
Yeah, I do too.
She gets a little, what's the word? Liz, when she was younger.
Yeah.
She gets a little like that, like a little whiny, I guess is the word. But I like her character. I think she's good.
That whole episode.
Like the whole family.
Yeah. That whole episode when they were, her and Matthew were kind of competing to go help Wooten at the camp.
Mm-hmm.
That whole thing was so crazy. I didn't like her in that episode at all.
That's funny.
But she's gotten a lot better, I think. And then this is the episode where the whole spiritual incompatibility issue is raised.
This is where we have to talk.
Pray for her food.
This is where we have to talk. And then I think this is where we're all going to agree that this was dumb. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm not, like, no offense to Paul McCusker. He's a great writer. And I know why they did this because I heard it straight from the horse's mouth. That they did this because they were getting tons of letters from listeners asking whether or not Penny was a Christian. So they had to resolve that as well in this. And I thought that this was stupid, okay? You know, like being spiritually incompatible because one of you prays out loud and the other one doesn't, like, oh, goodness.
That's making a mountain out of a molehill.
This is ridiculous. And then when they started taking it into Penny started like thinking out loud when that guy was coming in to ask her just for directions or whatever. Yeah, yeah. And she starts talking about like how the Bible is words, but that's also art, and the way she thinks is artistic. And she doesn't think about being a Christian the same way that everybody else in Odyssey does. And when she talks to Connie about she goes to their church only because she's trying to fit in and all this other, I was like, oh my goodness, this is getting so goofy.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Maybe our opinions are just unique and nobody else thinks this, but I thought it was I thought it was off in the weeds somewhere. I was like, what are we doing? This is crazy. But with all that being said,
they did redeem it.
They redeemed themselves. They redeemed themselves. Because it made a lot more sense when it was wrapped up, but in the middle of it, it was like, this is just weird.
Yeah.
Is the word for it. It's just
good,
weird.
Yeah, I was going to say good choice of word. It was weird.
But as they wrapped it up, it was like, okay, now everything I just heard makes a little bit better sense, and I don't hate it as much as I did before.
Which kind of rolls right into 781.
Go ahead, Roy.
No, it just rolled. Dinner rolled.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. 781. All right, my favorite episode because like the this whole lot, yeah, because they just like demolish Vance's game. Spoiler alert.
Yep. So we find out what happens with Buck and Vance, and like what's been going on with the whole thing with Buck hanging out with Vance's gang, and we hear this whole section where where Buck is like proposing all these con things to the
festival, the Let's
Get Let's Get Together festival, these con games, and like it's really concerning. Okay, but we won't spoil what happens.
There's a ton of stuff going around on in the back, in the scenes, behind the scenes that you don't even know about.
Yep, that's true. There's a lot, because at this point in the story, Detective Polehouse confronts Eugene and says, Vance or Buck is taking over Vance's gang, and Eugene freaks out, and you know, that is all wrapped up. And this is also where the spiritual incompatibility thing is wrapped up too, because we find out that, you know, Penny's been going off to her own church after the Sunday morning church service at the, church where everybody goes to, you know. And I actually thought they redeemed themselves a lot, because there's a lot about modern church that I dislike.
Yeah.
And Penny named just about every one of them.
Yeah, I'm like, I love that they use an organ on days other than just funerals and weddings.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the whole thing about the stained glass windows and the pews and all that stuff, I was like, oh, that's good stuff, you know. So I thought that they kind of brought it back And that's where they redeemed themselves, like we were talking about earlier, because that scene with Penny and Wooten was probably the best scene in the entire episode, as far as I'm concerned.
When they're out in the woods?
Yeah, when they're in that church.
Yeah. Yep,
exactly. It was amazing. And it was amazing mainly because of the acting of Jess Arnell and Kimmy Robertson. They were incredible in that scene.
That was a really good part. And then it all culminates in episode 782,
Let's get together.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah.
It's kind of cool to hear from old Private Eye.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Like how they're putting him back in every once in a while.
Yeah.
And he was hilarious in this episode, too. It was really
funny. Yeah. They finally, you know, they do answer the question. They don't leave it all hanging for another album. So that was nice.
Right.
And the way it happens is pretty good, too, in the dunk tank and everything. And then the album cover finally makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. And it's very Wooten and Penny-esque.
Yeah.
So it works.
And, you know, bringing in the whole aspect of candid conversations with Connie again. Mm-hmm. So that was cool, too.
The whole reporter deal. She's out live.
Yeah, it was a good way to do the episode with it. Pretty much just followed Connie around in general.
Mm-hmm.
I think there were a couple times where I left because Penny was upset at Wooten again. And Wit, finally, I thought, now this makes perfect sense. She finally goes to Wit to get advice, and he finally solves her issue. And I was like, brilliant.
Good point.
They finally brought in Mr. Whitaker to actually wrap this whole issue up.
Because he's the one that does it for everybody else.
Exactly. It was perfect. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, so finally made all sense and all came together in one big splash.
That's right. So what I would say about the whole thing in general is just stick it out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it all comes together. It all gets together.
It all gets together. It all comes together.
So I didn't really have many negative feelings except for the ones that I expressed about the spiritual incompatibility thing.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I liked it. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
Good album.
Good writing. Good.
Let me put it this way. It was not my least favorite album ever, but it certainly was not my favorite.
No, it wasn't a favorite. I mean, but it was. I was glad to get resolution to the question, and you know, to move the story forward.
Yeah, and that's what it was doing. It was moving the whole Penny and Wooten thing forward, and Buck, and it was almost kind of like a filler album, but it wasn't. They accomplished some things. So
that's actually a good way to put it, Roy.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very well said. So are we gonna do a rating, or what should we do here?
What do we usually do?
Yeah. I think we've done both before.
We've done two thumbs up. We've done stars. We've done. We could say out of 10.
10 stars?
No, like
on a, 10,
on
oh,
a scale of 1 to 10.
10. One being the.
One being the best and 10 being the worst.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Since we're going to do things backwards.
Okay. Well, then.
I'll give it
a 5.5.
5.5. Wait. What does that mean? Okay, so it's slightly towards the bad.
Or slightly towards the good.
No, it's slightly towards the bad. If it's 5.5.
It's, if it's 5.
Oh,
it's,
yeah, I'm thinking reverse.
4 and a half. 4.5 stars.
Whatever smack dab in the middle would be.
I think I'd give it a 3. It wasn't bad. Like I said, I had problems with it at times, but.
Sounds good.
Which, if in case you're playing along at home, that's a solid 7. Just 10 minus whatever I say is what I'm saying.
Well, as always, we jump into all the minutiae of Odyssey and have fun with it. But speaking of Odyssey, Austin Peachy and company, they put together a little Odyssey-themed skit. It's called Odyssey Addicts Anonymous. And it is really funny. And he gave us permission to play it here on the show. So we're going to do that now. And it features Phil Lawler, Shona Kennedy, and more. So
it's the most funniest thing you've ever heard. I promise. It's awesome stuff.
The story you are about to hear is true. None of the names have been changed because we have nothing to hide.
I'd like my
Greetings and salutations! I'm glad that you could all make it to this meeting of Odyssey Addicts Anonymous. Let's each introduce ourselves and we'll talk about how to deal with your issues. Let's see. How about you go first, sir?
Hi, I'm Whit. And I'm an Odyssey addict.
Hi, Whit.
My birth name isn't Whit. I changed my name to Whit after being an avid fan of AIO for years. Because, you know, Whit. I even started calling my wife Jenny. But she wouldn't talk to me after I called her that. I'm sorry. My wife really liked my first name before. And her name too, I guess. So there's a bit of tension in our house. I need help.
That's good, Whit. The first step in recovery is admitting you have a problem. Although Whit is one of the best names to be given to a person, you need to feel comfortable with your given name. You can still enjoy listening to AIO, even if your name isn't Whit. All right, let's have you go next.
Hi, everyone. I'm Joe, and I'm an Odyssey addict.
Hi, Joe.
I'm a lover of ice cream. I've loved it all my life. I try ice cream from every ice cream parlor and supermarket. I couldn't get enough of it. Then 5 years ago, I heard Adventures in Odyssey for the first time. I enjoyed hearing it, but what really caught my attention was this place called Wit's End. I believe it was my natural love for ice cream. Now, I just dream of walking in there and ordering the best drinks and sundaes ever. I believe that Mr. Whitaker is the best maker of ice cream. Why else would there be no other ice cream parlor in town? I've never eaten any of the stuff on the shop's menu, but I believe the writers of the show have created the recipes for all the items. They just haven't shared them all with us fans yet. Because of that, I've dedicated my life to figuring out the recipe for all of Wit's ice cream, with the most important being Raspberry Ripple. I actually one time tried listening to the kitchen sound effects in all of the Adventures in Odyssey episodes to try and figure out what ingredients were being scooped out to make the different treats and sundaes and stuff. It didn't work. So I decided long ago that until I have tried some of Wit's ice cream, everyday ice cream will no longer bring me much pleasure. It's gotten to the point now that I have impossibly high standards for what ice cream should taste like compared to how I think it would taste in Odyssey. I finally realized how bad my problem had gotten the other day when I went into a Baskin-Robbins. I rarely eat anybody's ice cream, but I needed something to remind me of my quest. Without thinking, I asked for a Wadfam chalk sod. The clerk just stared at me and then said that they don't sell anything with that name. I was so disappointed that I called the employee up. Amillajoy! I need help.
Thank you for sharing that, Joe. I believe you should listen to War of the Words again. By the way, have you heard Sticks and Stones?
No, why?
Never mind. Okay, let's...
Oops, sorry, I forgot to turn my phone off.
No problem. Because of episode number 410, we will forget it happened. Moving on, let's have... you go next.
Me?
Please? If you don't mind.
Hi. My name is Dustin. I'm an Odyssey addict, too.
Hi, Dustin.
My favorite character is Wooten Bassett. I've always wanted a house like his. So, one day, I started collecting unusual items to decorate my place. I recently built a two-story slide out of one of my windows. It was really amazing. Unfortunately, one day I slid down it and landed on my landlord who was walking by. He was very upset. He said my contract for the apartment did not allow me to change the integrity of the building or my room. He demanded to see my place. when we went in, he tripped over my jello cube fort and landed on my pet moose, who was asleep. Harvey woke up and kicked him out the window. Now, I don't have a home anymore, and no one will rent an apartment to me again. I'm so ashamed of my addiction. I need help. Bad.
Thank you, Dustin. I know that was hard to talk about, but talking about the incident means you've accepted what happened, and that's the first step to recovery. By the way, you'll have to tell me how you made that jello fort after the meeting. I've been trying to make one, and still haven't figured out how to do it right. All right, next up is you, young lady.
Oh, okay. Hi, I'm Maya, and I'm an Odyssey addict.
Hi, Maya.
My favorite thing about Adventures in Odyssey is everything. Not just the stories and characters, but the merchandise, too. T-shirts, coffee mugs, hubcaps, toaster ovens, you name it. First, I started out just like every other Odyssey fan, and bought an album or book or two. Next thing I knew, I was buying everything Odyssey-related I could find. It got so bad that I needed to take on two jobs to support my growing addiction, and then three. Finally, I gave up and decided to go to a life of crime and rob stores to raise money to buy more items. I need to buy a bigger house to keep my collection. I need help. And some spare change if you have any.
Sorry. I spent the last of my change buying victory gumballs for everyone tonight, which everyone can get on their way out. But first, let's have one more person speak. Go ahead.
Hey, everybody. My name is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Would you guys stop that? That's getting annoying. Despite what others think, I'm not an Odyssey addict. I'm an Odyssey resident. Throughout my entire life, I've listened to the show and have fallen in love with the characters. I listened to it all day and all night. For most of my life, I've thought that all those people were just fictional characters that some writers made up. Now, I know the truth. I recently discovered that they're real. All of them! Jason, Connie, Grocer Jenkins, even Lester! I've shaken Mr. Whitaker's hand, I've eaten apples from Tom's farm, I've worked at Chickadoodles, I've thrown rocks at Novacom. Everyone thinks I'm crazy, but I'm not, I tell you! You just have to really open your eyes, and you'll see them too. I didn't want to leave, but a so-called friend made me come here, but I don't need help. I just want to eat some more ice cream at Wits End. Oh, I need to go. Later!
Okay. That was a little disturbing. Well, I think that's all we have time for today. Next time we meet, we'll discuss how each of you can overcome your situations using positive thinking. Thank you for coming. Before we all leave, let's all say our group motto together. Ready? The best is yet to come.
We hope that this dramatic reenactment has given you insight into the world of Odyssey addiction. Remember that even good things can become bad things if they take the place of our relationships with our family, our friends, and God. If you or someone you know is addicted to Adventures in Odyssey, please take necessary precautions. Contact your nearest Odyssey Addicts support group immediately. And please, listen responsibly.
That is awesome.
Wow, that's...
Oh, man. I was disturbing. Dying laughing. Oh, my word. If you found yourself in that story.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Good stuff. And every Odyssey fan should be able to laugh for a long time during that story.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So many different references in there. So it's awesome stuff. So thank you, Austin, for letting us share this. And in the show notes is a link if you want to go check that out yourself and listen to it again and again and again.
Right.
To help with your addiction.
Yeah.
So what do you think of the show?
Please leave your message after the tone.
Hi, Audio Theater Central.
Hey, guys. This is Austin Peachy.
Hello, JD, Roy, and Andrew. My name is Victoria.
Now, yesterday, I received a letter from a big fan.
No time to chat. I've got to email this.
Another package for me today.
No, it's actually just your mail.
Yes, it is that time again.
The mail time.
Oh, yeah.
We get to hear what you think.
Exactly. Sarah Grace gave us some feedback on episode 70, and this is in reference to the interview that she and her sister did with us, and she forgot to ask a question, so she said she forgot to include, in episode 10 of ATC, whose idea was the mailroom visit, and who had way too much fun doing the sound design for that?
What?
That was you. You did the sound design,
yeah.
Roy.
Yeah, JD's idea for the mailroom.
Well, I couldn't remember if... I mean, I think I may have initially had the idea, but then we kind of talked about it for a little while to come up with exactly how we wanted it to sound, or how we wanted to do it and everything.
That was a fun deal. We'd take a trip down to the mailroom.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Andrew pushing me down the hallway on the cart.
That's right. Right. You know, yeah, I haven't actually listened to it in a long time. Yeah, so that was a lot of fun.
We opened the Fibber McGee's and Molly closet.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, it was fun.
But didn't we do that a couple of different times? I think because we had a one where we were like going downstairs forever and ever and ever. Yeah.
Into the depths of the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did do it a few times.
Yeah, I thought there was like a mop bucket at one point or something.
Yep.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Episode 10, she said, so wow. And we have another listener who has just recently been going through some old shows, too. And so we're getting comments on past episodes again. And it's like, wow, I forgot that even happened.
Then we have Christopher164 saying, I mostly agree with Victoria about Olivia. I think Olivia has been maturing a lot lately, but dinner roll models just kind of messed that up for me, though she did make it up at the end.
Good point. I think I alluded to that earlier, is that she has actually matured a lot in the more recent episodes. And I thought that dinner role models, the way she acted in the beginning, it just fit very well with her character.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't annoy me, but I thought it was good how they ended the episode.
Yeah, I think that her age has something to do with it too, right? I mean, she's at that age where she can sometimes act like a very mature person, and other times she's still in that in-between phase of being a kid and, you know, becoming a teenager or whatever.
Right.
And then we have Aaron VT, who says, I definitely agree with you about the junior response team. This is regarding episode 38, the review of Jonathan Park and the Whispering Sphinx. He says, I definitely agree with you about the junior response team, Thad, Eddie, Mike, and Timmy. I just recently listened through the whole series up to this album so that I could listen to your reviews, and I am still very confused about who is who whenever they bring them into the story. I think part of it is that they have changed the actors for them four times and their voices are all very similar. I don't think the characters have ever really added anything to the story. I only have 6 more ATC episodes to listen to. I don't know what I will do with myself when I'm finished. I don't know.
That's funny.
You just have to start all over again and listen to them again.
Exactly.
But I totally agree. I mean, I don't think those characters have ever really been necessary. I think it was something that the team wanted to do for some reason or another to add some element into the story, but I don't think it was necessary. And it does seem to get a little crowded with all of those characters in there. But that's my opinion. But Aaron agrees with me, so.
That's right. And so does everybody else, probably.
And then we got a comment, some feedback on episode 67, our review of With Lee in Virginia. And if I'm mispronouncing this, please let me know and I'll correct it next time. I'm going to say Ciara left this comment. She said, I really enjoyed the review, guys. My little sister, 11, was listening to With Lee in Virginia and told me, I heard Wooten singing. So, hey, we're not the only ones that thought that.
That's right.
And she said it made her smile. And she said, sort of new to your site and have enjoyed listening to the reviews and discovering more audio dramas. I saw you guys on the Adventures in Odyssey podcast, although I'd heard of you guys. I've never really taken the time to listen to the reviews until a few months ago. And she said, listen to the audio drama, or I actually listened to audio drama while doing my hobby, which is making crafts with clay. And sometimes my projects can take hours, so I really need something to listen to while I do it. TV doesn't work because I need to keep my eyes on what I'm doing. Then one day I found that I couldn't find any audio dramas to listen to. Then you guys came to mind, and I thought, Well, I guess reviews of audio dramas I've heard is the next best thing. She said, and here I am. I knew about Jonathan Park, G.A. Hinty, AIO, and Lamplighter, so imagine my excitement when I found out there were many more. I've been returning to the site ever since. I used to be nuts about AIO when I was younger, but it slowly drifted to audio drama in general. It's nice to know there are others who love it also. That's the whole point of this show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Trying to get everybody who is a fan of awesome, amazing audio drama to talk about it.
Yep.
Get everybody communicate.
You had to go there, didn't you?
Yeah. Next up, we have a comment from Aaron. And I would like to say that he put our names in different orders.
Whoa.
Remember, we used to like comment about this all the time. It always was JD, Andrew, Roy, JD, Roy, Andrew, JD, Roy, the other guy, JD. Oh, I'm first this time. All How right. about that?
Oh, yeah.
You've moved up in the world.
I know. All right. Okay. Anyway, he said, hey, Roy, Andrew, and JD. I really loved this G.A. Hinty drama. It was cool hearing a story that dealt
with. Wait, which G.A. Hinty drama?
This is also still in
response. Also in response.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Oh, also yeah. still in response to the G.A. Hinty with Leander, Virginia. Uh-huh. It was cool hearing a story that dealt with slavery. I always loved when AIO and Radio Theater deal with that topic. It just brings it to life in a new way. I didn't really know a whole lot about General Lee or the Civil War. I had always thought that the war was all about slavery, and I had never heard anything else. Then again, I am a Canadian, so that might be why.
No, it's pretty much generally taught everywhere.
Yeah.
In some ways, I liked it better than the other two Hindi dramas. For one reason, I am not a big fan of Gerald and Ned. They sound way too similar, and I can't even tell which one is talking. Huh. Interesting point. Oh, and the cinnamon bear always scared me as a kid. I remember an episode where someone was throwing mud pies, and for some reason I was scared. Have not listened to it again since then. Maybe I should go back to it. Great review as always. Your new, very loyal listener.
Oh, thank you.
Uh-huh. Aaron.
Thank you so much, Aaron.
Yeah.
And we can tell that you're loyal because we got two pieces of feedback from you in the same episode. Yeah. I never thought about Ned and Gerald sounding too much alike.
Me neither.
I never had a problem telling which one was talking, but I can see why somebody would kind of get annoyed with those two characters always. And we even commented a little bit about that. So This last one was a nice departure from that. And we'll have to see how they handle Dragon and the Raven and see, is Ned and Gerald back again?
Yeah. Or is it two new guys?
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone of you, for sending in some feedback. We really appreciate it. Honestly, sometimes this is some of my favorite parts of the episode is just getting to hear from everybody. So thank you so much. Thanks again to Austin for letting us play their skit. That was so fun. And if you would like to get in touch with us, there's many ways to do that. Go to audiotheatercentral.com/contact and you can give us a call, send us a text, send us an email. All of those ways to get in touch are all right there. And don't forget to check out the ATC store. There's a link in the navigation bar at the top of the website. Hey, it's almost Christmas. Go buy a bunch of audio drama as gifts for people and use our store.
That's right.
It will help us out a lot. The show notes for everything we talked about is at audiotheatercentral.com/72. We will see you next time. Thank you so much for listening. Audio Theater Central is a production of Porchlight Family Media at porchlightfamilymedia.com.
So, a group of senior citizens were exchanging notes about their ailments.
Okay.
One day. All right. And one said, my arm is so weak, I can hardly hold this coffee cup. And then said, yes, I know. My cataracts are so bad, I can't see to pour the coffee. One of them said, I can't turn my head because of the arthritis in my neck. Another one said, my blood pressure pills make me dizzy. One of them said, I guess that's the price we pay for getting old. Well, it's not all bad. We should be thankful that we can still drive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my word.
living in the state that we do.
We are. We know.
Yeah. Well, as our pastor often says, stay off the sidewalks.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, if you haven't checked out Verses and Vox yet, go do that right now. Go to pfm.link/verses. So more.
Excuse me.
We can take that part out, JD.
I can't believe you just said that.
Why? Wow.
Whew. I'll take my turn too.
Let's have a round of coughing in the studio.
I think I.
There are now.
Goodness, I don't know what the deal is today.